like fake applause that gets you into a show.
Well, it's real applause. It just doesn't have any energy.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. I blame our
we need more energy.
Also our players and a lot of other things. This is Mum Rat's 20th birthday, and this takes place on Wednesday night.
Which March is also a very significant 17th, Wednesday night.
We are 20. And what do you do when you're 20? What happens when you mature to the age of 20? You celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, not
real.
Much specifically, right? Yeah.
And so we
can't drink legally, but you've been smoking for a couple of years. So.
Right, right. And
you've given up masturbating into a sock.
No, but you're at that time where like St. Patrick's Day.
I'm 26, and I have.
It's so close that you can do it legal, but you fucking you want to do it? I don't know. I'm trying to intro the show, and I'm bombing at it.
Right. No, that's good. It's good. So we're at Mum Rat Radio on DonovanWell.com. I'm Ben, as usual, every week. Here we come up here. We got a Brad on the show now.
He's back.
If you guys have heard the last show, you guys know that Brad wasn't there.
No.
We had him replaced, booted out, booted off the island. But he's earned his way back on the island. He's back. You guys are lovely to hear. We have many special guests, special guests in the room with us tonight. So we're going to see how interesting this can get.
This was the problem. Is like I tried to intro this shit with a bit that I was making up right now after being drunk on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
So St. Patrick's Day might be all about failure.
It is. It's a good day. So let's at least refer to the people that are in the room.
Well, okay, we're gonna hold on 1 second because I just want to explain what's going on. Is we're gonna play a game tonight. Usually on Mum Rat we just have discussions, right? But now we have six friends on St. Patrick's Day, willing to do Mum Rat with us, so we decided let's make it a game.
Well, we bought them off the street. So
we brought them off the street. These are all prostitutes, and now five of the six are male. So these are those type of prostitutes.
It'll
if you
fun.
Know what I mean.
I got my knee pads.
So yeah, we're gonna play a game. We think that it'll be easier. We're gonna drink while we play it. They're gonna drink while they play it, and then it'll be a show. So it's
and
like
you
we
at home should drink while you play it too. And we'll get to that. But let's start this out with some introductions. So we're gonna have everybody on the show introduce themselves for a little bit of Mum Rat.
If you have a mic in your hand, introduce yourself, and then
Ty raises his hand. That's gonna be important. Ty raises his hand first, so Ty gets to explain himself first. Dave, put your microphone down.
My name is Tyus to the Max Maximus. I reside in Pasadena. I'm originally from Albuquerque, New Mexico. I don't know what I'm doing here on this radio show at the moment, but I'm ready to drink, and I'd like to see some tats.
Excellent.
Tits.
Yeah, no one really does know what to do.
All
right. But it's like, I like that his real story was more interesting than the one he was going to make up.
Hey, it's 4 minutes of nothing followed by 50 minutes of explosiveness because it won't be us anymore.
Right, this is football.
We're 20, man. We're outsourcing.
Where are the tits, yo? Where are the tits?
Okay,
we want to see some tits.
Dave, what's your last name, Dave?
Garcia.
Oh, that's an odd Mexican name. I'd just like you to know that.
Mr.
What's
Dave
your
Garcia.
Whole name? Let's hear it.
Yeah, what's your whole name, Dave?
José García.
Oh.
That's a stereotype, you racist.
He's from southern Mexico.
That wasn't even us. That was him. Try again.
Well, Dave, thank you for introducing yourself. I'm going to let Scotty take it over. Scotty, you introduce yourself. Dave's become a Mexican.
I'm Francis Scott. Francis Scott Conant Jr. from the Big Apple, the Big Crapple. The city's so nice they named it twice for bad, dirty device. New York, New York. You know what I'm saying? But so I'm here in Pasadena.
Scotty, how are you enjoying your St. Patrick's Day?
I got a Guinness in one hand. And I got
a microphone in the other. Man.
What do you want?
Feels like work.
Feels like work to me.
Dave, how are you enjoying your St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, it's fucking awesome, yo.
Oh, we got more people in
it's
the room.
It's awesome. And,
Ian Rowe, would you like to pick up the microphone?
Okay. Raise your hand, guys.
Name the...
Jessica wins.
Okay. How about we just... Yeah.
I'm a ringleader, so I could say raise your hand and
Jessica,
people will
Jessica, we finally
it.
Have a woman in the house. Thank
hello,
God.
Hello.
Right.
The only female prostitute.
In the room without a Y chromosome.
That's true.
My name is Jessica Marie. Oh, I was trying to put it
a little crude. A little
people
crude.
From New York, obviously, aren't that polite.
Yeah, they don't wear jackets in the wintertime. They're tough.
Anyway, my name is Jessica Marie Gonzalez Hart.
Wow.
Wow.
I am half Irish, so this day means half
what the fuck?
As much to me than other days.
You even have a hyphen in your name.
I do have a hyphen in my name.
Oh, good for you. And we got one more left.
That means I'm half.
We have one
not
last
to cut
player.
You off.
One last player in the
not
game.
Not to cut you off.
Okay. What's your name, sir?
Well, my name is Ian Mitchell Brown of the Clan MacLeod.
Mitchell? Are you serious?
We're all Irish.
If my father would have kept his original name, it would have been Orville Fremont Brown III.
Like the popcorn dude?
Well, that's pretty sweet. We have royalty in our midst, so this will be good.
Wow.
This will be good. Well,
Nebraska, which is better than Kansas. And Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Okay, guys, this is how we're going to do it tonight. We're going to ask a question. The first person to raise their hand will get to answer it. We're going to break these people up into teams. And we're going to award points for conversation for the losers. The losers have to talk to us about whatever question
harsh
they
interrogation.
Failed.
This will be good.
Really, that's what it's about. So we're going to give people 1 point. If they get a question right, they get 2 points. And then we're going to add up and make something
this is
neat.
Cutting edge stuff, people. Right. Corned beef, right? I'm cooking a corned beef on this on the stove out there.
You have to raise your hand. Dave's hand's raised. Dave, do you want to answer this question before he's done asking it? Well,
no.
Dave, you have to. You're going to raise your hand.
Dude, you're going to shit tank our whole session.
What does corn refer to when they're talking about corned beef? What does corn refer to when they're talking about corned beef? This is a Dave and Scotty question. You guys can answer it. No, he has to answer it.
Oh, you said you guys.
Dude, Scotty knows everything.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Scotty is Mr. Cash Cat.
Someone is going to win.
Scotty
this.
Mumrat, is Mr. Cash
Mumrat listeners, you know we're making this up as we go. So now we have to make the decision.
Can they switch
Scotty,
off?
Scotty, can you please
can,
tell me
on the same
what
team.
He
rang corn
in. He
is
knew the answer.
When they
so, yeah, yeah, he can answer.
Does anybody have an iPhone?
You're on his team.
I'll give you the count of five to decide who answers. One, two, three. They're both pointing at each other.
Dave rang
four.
In, though. So, Dave, what's your answer? What's corn referred to in corned beef? Corn. What does it refer to in corned beef? I'm misleading you, but I mean, I can't mislead him and tell him. Corn. Just guess.
I don't have a clue.
No clue. No answer?
No.
All right. Does anybody else know?
Does it go to our
whatever. Team? They just have to drink, and then anybody else can guess, and then they
do
can drink.
No.
If you want. The penalty is drinking. You're going to pass. Okay.
You don't lose points, though, so you can guess anything.
Points, right? I'll take a drink
for passing.
All right, guess.
It's sort of like when you got beef, and it's sort of, you say corn, but it can't be corn the vegetable, right?
It's
basically.
I'm listening. I'm just getting a beer.
Cracked corn. So I think corn, it's like cornholio, cornhole.
So you're saying that the beef puts the
is a rectum?
I was thinking the character from Beavis and Butthead. You're gonna put
it
over
like
the head.
It's like rectum beef.
It really.
With cabbage,
when I walked into the house, tonight,
the question is about corned beef
like
and cabbage.
It's like cornhole. The cow.
Yeah. That's not right either. Does anyone else take a stab? Or we want
who's
to
that from the Dave Scotty team? All right, Jessica, take a stab.
No, I'm not taking a stab.
You're not.
Tell us the answer.
Well, here's the answer. The Oxford English Dictionary says that the usage of corn, meaning small hard particle, a grain as of sand or salt.
That's
what it is. It's meaning the grains or the coarse salts that they use to cure the meats. So that's what corn is. So right. So everyone has to drink because we all guessed, right? Is that how it?
And then we answer with Eminera.
Cheers.
Cheers. Everyone drank because nobody got the answer. That's good. That's a good.
Well, there is no discussion on that answer since no one got it right. The point is to get a question right, and then the other teams have to discuss it.
All right, well.
And then we'll add a reward.
Ask some Scooby-Doo questions.
Right now, it's zero to nothing by nothing. So we're close to making it an actual game, but someone has to score points. I'm going to ask my first question, which are not Irish-based. Okay. Can you guess, within 4 inches and 10 pounds, the weight and height of a mini-goat? Within 10 inches and... 4 inches and 10 pounds. Can you guess the height and weight of a mini goat?
Tie.
Answer.
I'd have to say height.
In inches.
It has to be within 4 inches.
Correct.
So I'm going to go with 3 inches and 1/4.
What the fuck?
Height.
High?
3 inches?
What about an animal, dude?
3 inches.
Talking to your microphone, Scotty. That's good stuff.
Within 4 inches. A goat?
You're saying... No. Within 4 inches, your guess has to be. It's not under 4 inches. You just have to guess how tall the goat is.
Putians?
That's the most miniature goat that I would have ever seen.
No, I'll get you.
Give me a second.
He's saying real pygmy.
How old is the goat?
All right.
Shut up. 30 inches from hoof to shoulder.
And 30 inches high from hoof to shoulder. 30
inches from hoof to shoulder, and we'll say 70 pounds.
70 pounds.
You are within the 10 pounds of the answer. You are by 10 pounds ish, but you are far off from the inches.
15. Inches.
You've already guessed, sir, so I have to disqualify what, you as
maybe arr. Just
Ian, you know it's within 10. He was within 10 pounds
come
of the
on,
guess,
Brown,
70.
Man.
He is
hold
far
on,
off.
Here says 3.5 inches.
The height.
I was. I was not listening to what he was saying. So
that is really going to be.
I got a call from a friend and I ignored it. So I am
hey.
Going to guess, but first I will raise my
okay.
Hand. That is going to happen a lot of times.
Okay. So,
will anyone score
good.
Points?
No, let him,
up
let him
next,
go. Let him go. Let him go. This is a game, man.
Can you repeat the question?
No.
Okay. Then I'm going to say, is it inches first?
Holy crap.
How big is a mini goat?
Inches do matter, Ian.
Within 4 inches
we
of
we heard it here. Hold on. Sidebar. Sidebar.
Pounds of its weight. That's
okay, so I'm gonna say 60 pounds.
Okay.
And
how many inches tall, Ian? Ian Brown.
This guy is falling out of his seat right now.
When I was in middle school.
Now, you do know the other team will have to discuss this.
I worked at the zoo.
Okay.
Fuck no, I'm not going to share shit with my teammate. She's a girl.
Wow.
Oh, full-blown misogyny
here on
the set.
They are going to lose me. They're not
going
to be
not working together.
What is going on?
I don't know. What do you think? How tall?
Well,
I love this.
The other guy said
yeah, they can
15
discuss.
Inches. And
no,
we're
no, let me correct you.
Okay.
My answer wasn't accepted.
Okay, oh, that's right.
Within 4 inches.
Okay, within 4 inches of that.
His answer wasn't accepted because he already answered
pounds?
One.
That how many pounds?
I said 60 pounds.
60 is
60
already
pounds.
What he guessed. But that's what he's guessed, so you've
okay.
got to base it on 60.
Well, so if it's going to be 60 pounds, I would say, you know, if you're going to be a goat, goats have long legs.
Pygmy goat,
right?
I think he said, though, right?
Sure
mini
do.
Goat.
I don't want to mislead
know,
you, but it
I've
says
known,
mini goat.
I've known one goat
we
in my
need
life.
An answer.
Scotty, you are not part of the
okay, I'm going to say like 20.
We are the judge.
I like his persistence. 22
inches?
Yeah. 22,
22
inches.
Inches. Okay, that's what they say. 22 inches. How many?
22 inches?
Yes.
You guessed 60 pounds. The average weight of a mini goat is 60 pounds. Within the 10. You guessed 22 inches.
Okay. That's kind of tall.
Oh, the fine. Actual height is 18 inches.
That's within four. They won. They got 2 points. They got 2 points, right?
You guys have 2 points.
And they have to drink. You guys get to drink. So,
oh, my
yeah.
God. I will
that's
drink.
The punishment.
It's either drinking is
like
punishment or pleasure. It's either one.
So, yeah, you know, it's points.
Okay, I'm
so
not the stupidest person in this room.
Ty has to discuss this topic against Dave and Scotty. Only thing,
Scotty
not against.
Dave, you know, he's just here.
Wait.
Yeah. Well,
no,
we only
no.
want one person.
Oh,
talking.
Discussing. Oh, yeah.
One person.
Does anybody have a good? Does anybody have anything to say about mini goats, miniature goats?
We'll give you 1 point.
Okay,
Scotty.
Scotty. Yeah.
They come free with the mini Cooper.
It's a good idea.
That would be a really good idea. Do they do that?
As a pet.
What?
That'd be awesome.
Are you? That was a really good
British
idea.
Thing, you know?
Oh, he gave us an idea. That's yeah, what he gave me what I asked
minis.
For. I did that on accident. Goes. Right, so yeah, you get a promotion with a but Mini Cooper. Every Mini Cooper you buy, you get
a
mini
goat.
It's a great idea. That's a great idea.
And then a whole you know, like you get mad.
Goats are cute.
This entire broadcast is a patent pending downinthewell.com Mum Rat Radio.
We own
everything you say. You are yeah, this is still yes.
Who likes shawarma?
I do.
Mini
I
goat.
What that is.
You can either keep it
I
as
do.
A pet or
I'll cook it up. That's true. People do eat goats, but it's a small meal.
I do think you should give dolphins to people who drive smart cars and make some sort of smart car
dolphin
amphibian.
Like an aquarium?
Like that runs it. All right, but that's enough. We'll get into that. Ty, do you have anything to say about mini goats? They've said some stuff. You want to get 1 point?
We had a
wow
discussion.
Never met one.
He's never met one. What do you think, Ben? Who should get the extra point?
I'd say Scotty and Dave definitely get
Scotty
the point.
Scotty and Dave, I'm gonna
they
go
discuss. We all discussed though. That's not hard.
Shoot
all right.
Run into it.
Shoot
okay.
Daddy. Shoot daddy.
Okay. Here's this is St. Patrick's Day. What was the original color associated with St. Patrick's Day?
Green!
What is your
raise
guess?
His hand first. Disagree. No, no, you raise his hand
green.
First.
He raised his hand and yelled out. I'm going to get
just yell.
No. I said green.
Okay, let's give it to Ian.
Yeah.
What do you
think?
What color is it?
Oh, we gave it to Ian, Dave. You got to shut up.
Come on, Ian. You better know the answer.
So what is the original color sponsored by St. Patrick's Day? I'll give you...
I'm going hella out on a limb.
Okay.
I'm Scotch-Irish-German.
Okay.
You're
I'm
not...
I'm getting tangled up right now.
Okay, well, think about the question, not about the chords.
No, mind the chords, but also keep your mind on the question.
Don't fuck it up.
Shut
up. Let me also...
There's not really that many colors.
Scottish soccer jersey.
Okay.
You are. He's wearing...
Traitor.
The original color is blanco.
White. You
white?
Think that it's white.
I'm going out on a fucking list.
Okay. What? Well, it's not...
All right.
Okay, Dave. Mr. Dave Garcia.
Damn it, Ian.
It's not green. Does anybody else have an answer?
Ty, your answer. What
Ty.
I'm going to go yellow.
Yellow. Nobody knows the answer. All those were incorrect answers. The original color. Scotty, what? Yeah.
I do know that there is a... Between the Prots and the Cathys, as they say, there's orange represents one.
I was going to say.
And green represents another. And green is the Catholic color, and Protestants is orange. So is it somewhere... Was it orange at one time?
It may have been at one time, but that's not the original color. Yes, you can't answer again.
No, I just want to say one thing.
Okay, say it.
Scotty, you know how I know you're gay.
Sociable.
Everybody drinks. No, do you have any guesses, Brad or Jessica? I guess we're just opening up.
I'd say purple.
Now. Purple, yeah. No, anybody? Kevin, you got any ideas?
A color.
I didn't guess yet.
It's got to be red.
I'm going to say blue.
Blue. Blue is the answer.
Wow.
Well, look at that. Leave it to the only girl to
you
get all the points on the board.
You got to learn to raise your hand, Jessica, because that is what's losing right. You these answers.
It's well, all I mean, these damn Y chromosomes
yeah. Well,
in the fucking room.
It's too much. Y chromosomes look more like a raised hand than an X chromosome.
We're overpowering her.
It's true, and I just elbowed you in the head, but that doesn't come across on the radio.
Well, blue.
So, no discussion
on
that.
The color blue is probably not a very good
The score
discussion.
Is one... To two.
I'll give Jessica's team a point for that. She at least got it.
She did get it.
She got it. She got it after a round of guessing. Everybody guessed. So
3-1-0.
Yeah, they're doing
3-1-0. Jessica Ian beating Scotty Dave, followed by Ty by himself. Ty's a badass for doing the by himself, but he's in an unenviable position.
On his own. So what do you got next? What sort of question you got to ask these guys?
This next question is entitled "It's Always Prohibition in Philadelphia." Raids of several bars for selling unlicensed liquor have occurred in the last 3 weeks because of a $75 beer licensing certificate. Okay? It's a prohibition law that they're using to make raids on bars and steal their beer, 370 cases, as well as over 200 kegs from local Philadelphia bars because they don't register their beer.
What's the question?
The question is, now they cite, I'm going to take a long time with this because I wrote a lot about it.
You're already dead.
Yeah.
I don't care if I'm dead because I live on. And I live on forever, so don't even worry about it.
So what's a question?
Bars cite federal agents for having a database that misspells their beers.
What do you, will you
such
ask the question?
Such beers as Allagash.
Ask the question. What is the question?
I'm asking it right now.
Oh, gotcha. I can't hear a question. Let's overrule him.
Patience.
Yeah.
Can you spell Beauguadier beer?
Beauguadier beer?
Can you have the city of origin?
That's what I was going to say.
The city of origin is
that's fine.
Beauguadier.
Ian can spell Beauguadier beer.
Dude, he can't
fuck
spell.
No, I can't.
He can't spell.
Try it.
Shoot.
Spell it up. Sidebar, spell shoe. Spell shoe. Prove him wrong right now.
S-H-U-E.
S-H-U-E.
No, you're gay.
Money is just falling out of my pockets right now.
Can a partner veto
Actually, it'd be S-U-H. Or
what is...
Adamacon Sue. Shoe. From Nebraska.
They love their college sports.
What the fuck do I have to spell?
Beauguadier beer.
Beauguadier beer. Well, let me get beer done. B E E R.
That's good. I'll accept this.
That's okay. Solid shit right
We're
there.
Going forward, not backward.
He is not disqualified from answering this question.
Beauguadier.
While we're young, dude.
Yeah, you got 5 seconds.
Can I get it in a sentence, please?
How would you spell Beauguadier beer?
B-O-
It's a sentence, right? Subject predicate?
B-O-
Incorrect. Incorrect.
Fuck.
Yes.
Beauguadier.
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 You just changed the pronunciation.
Yeah. Wait. What's the
it's
actual?
It's tough, man. That's why they misspell it on their databases.
The same way twice.
This is out of control.
Beauguadier.
Again?
Beauguadier.
B-E-A-U.
No, it's not like that, man.
It's not beau.
It's not that. Does anybody else know how to spell Beauguadier? Or Beauguadier? I can't even read it.
Does anyone know how to say it?
B-O-A-R.
Sure, Jessica, you like to try. You can try. Yeah. I know, yeah.
Can you spell Allagash beer?
Yeah.
That was the other beer I wrote down.
A-L-A-G-A-S-H.
I'll take a shot.
Close. Take a shot. Allagash beer.
Beauguadier, she wants.
Allagash.
Can I say B?
No.
He already spelled Allagash beer. Scotty already spelled Allagash beer.
No,
he spelled it. Oh, he was trying to.
Beauguadier? Like a V?
You can spell that or Allagash. Whatever you feel.
Allagash?
Either Allagash.
Allagash.
If you keep talking like that, I'll gash you with my fucking box cover.
A-L-L-A-G-A-S-H-E?
No, because you added an E.
Oh, you was close, though.
Ty, can you answer what Allagash is? I told you, like, all she did was add an E. Do you remember?
I don't remember.
No.
I got it.
Dave's got it.
A-L-L-E.
Incorrect.
Hags is having shade. So how do you spell Allagash beer, Brad?
A-L-L-A-G-A-S-H. Well, that was the reason I brought it up, is because the reason these beers are being taken, over like 90% of them, is because of misspellings in the database, because German beers have weird fucking names.
There's no umlaut on the keyboard, you know? No,
yeah, exactly.
Can you please enlighten us as to the spelling of the Beauguadier?
Yeah, Beauguadier, I want. How do you even say
now,
that?
Now, I was going to give you just the B, but it's actually spelled with three Bs. B, B, B in capital letters.
Oh, that's B.
O, R, G.
That's horseshit.
O, U, N, D, I, E, R.
That's Beauguadier shit.
That's bullshit.
Well,
and I looked up the phonetic pronunciation of it.
We need easier questions. It's really what we need. Okay. I think that's a thing.
Keep in mind.
Well, Allagash wasn't that hard.
She got it without
it,
the E.
Except for she added an E.
Oh, yeah.
Can I take back the E?
Everyone gets a drink, I think.
Everybody has to drink.
Drink!
We're getting some time and getting from our engineer.
So now, here's a... Yeah, that's actually good.
We have musical people around.
That is
so
exciting.
It makes it more fun.
And instruments, like, it doesn't even matter, because it's like anytime anybody gets in front of an instrument, they just want to beat on it.
Engineer guy,
open
this beer.
That's why a good that's why a drum set. If you're ever sitting in front of a drum set, it's fucking fun to.
Anyhow.
Okay. All right. Right.
I'm gonna let Ben center over.
Well, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna ask. Now, this is a question. It's St. Patrick's Day.
Would you rather
the beer, the beer Guinness? I know. Yeah. If you drink it out of a bottle or a can. It has a little tiny plastic device inside.
Yeah.
Yep. No, only in a fucking can.
Okay.
Only in the motherfucking can.
What is the official name of the device? What is the official name of the device inside of a what the fuck are you doing? I can't even see him.
It's called a Barbie. All the fucking homeboys called the little fucking thingy in the fucking can a Barbie.
It's not a Barbie. It's not a Barbie. It's not a Barbie.
It wrong.
He didn't raise his hand.
Does anybody have an answer for what that little plastic device is inside of it?
An eruptor.
Scotty thinks interrupter.
An eruptor.
Eruptor. Okay. It's not an eruptor. It's not a Barbie.
That's
it's not a Barbie.
Fucking, if you fuck the north side of the town. You got that fucking.
I like how Ian picked it up as a theater performance, like just out of nowhere. Ian's decided to do some British humor.
He's channeling some fucking Brooklyn.
Well, he's Irish, and it's St. Pat's Day, so he's somewhat by that continent.
Well, I think it's because, like, we're standing, they're sitting, and he's sitting on a drum set.
No, but it's
so
great because
like,
he's an Irish guy in Boston from America. Like an immigrant who moved here when he was five, picked up some Boston, and now lives here at 22 in Pasadena, California. That's what he sounds like. Where'd he go?
Well,
Ian,
it's
you
called
die.
A widget, is what the plastic thing in the bottom of the...
You die on radio when people explain you, and I just want all our listeners to know that.
So, a widget is that little plastic thing that's in the bottom of the Oh, we got a guest. Should I open up the door? Oh, this will be interesting. Right. Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, God. Marty, Marty, Marty. Marty, this would work better as a video performance. Shit. Wow, that's a fucking... Hey, we have two very special guests with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I'm
very
just going to go out on a limb and say, Team Alt...
That's quite an entrance. Hi, how are you doing?
That's the most interesting entrance I've ever had the experience to... Experience.
Well, Mum Rat Radio did that for him.
Hi. Yeah.
We did it.
What's the question?
We have a question here. What is... you? Have you ever drank the beer Guinness?
I had about five today, yes.
Yeah,
at lunchtime.
Introduce yourself. I'm sorry. I'm a terrible host. Come on.
I am Will, and I've just walked in with Jennifer.
Right. You got something in your hand there, right?
Jennifer, say hi.
Decaf coffee.
Hi, guys.
He's got a decaf coffee in his hand. Good. All right. Do you know, this is for all the marbles, do you know what they call that little plastic device in the bottom of a Guinness bottle?
Yes, I do.
What is it called?
A widget.
Oh, my God. He knows. He walks in and he wins
four
the game.
Points.
That is amazing. You're the most incredible. How do you feel?
I feel good.
You just won the Mummerette Radio Challenge.
Oh, good news. What did I get? A
lot of stuff. A whole lot of things. And we'll have them sent to you and sent right back.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
He's excited. Good. Good.
Well, I'm excited.
Will.
Right. It's exciting.
Yeah,
it's exciting when people walk
when people
in on
win.
Your failing show and then reinvigorated. Make
oh,
it
it's
new
good.
Again.
It's
you
good.
Are, I'm naming you Lazarus.
Right.
You guys have forgotten that I'm the ringleader, so you have to listen to me, and Ben, too. And I don't mean to sound
you don't
like
have
a first
to listen
grade
to me.
Teacher, but I learned a lot from my first grade teacher. The Red Hot Chili Peppers
now,
have not
now
made
it's time to talk shit.
The Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, that is. Can you name one of the three bands I wrote down that did? Three bands of the five.
Boom. Boom. Boom.
Ian. Ian.
You can't say he
one
did it.
Of the
on his
three
team.
Bands.
That you named down.
I saw it, though.
That I wrote named. Down. I wrote down three of the winners that passed the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And I guess I should have brought my toothbrush because this is going to take till tomorrow Scotty? Morning to get his goddamn answer.
It's okay. I'll say it a couple times.
Say the list and then have him answer.
Scotty, I will disqualify you for noise making. Jessica? I'll give it to
him. I was raising my hand first.
Rolling Stone.
Incorrect. Dave. Is Dave next? Wait, look, we should do a new hand
Dave
raising.
Dave is next.
Dave is next.
Metallica.
No.
You have to. They're just guessing three bands boom. That you've written boom. Down?
Boom. Of the five that made it. Boom. Ian, you already
list?
Lost.
God damn it.
Can we have a list? Is this a multiple choice? Can we get a list?
Just give me another one. Give me another one. Give me another one because I know I'll get it. Oh, no. I know I'll get it.
Ty, you have an answer.
Give me Nirvana.
Nope.
Are we talking about three that you've chosen or three that actually made
it? I wrote three of the five that made it
I
down.
I think maybe judging on your tastes.
It's not about my taste. These are the three
Ramones
I found.
Ramones would be one?
No. Did okay, they make
boom,
it this year?
Boom, boom.
Well, I mean,
boom.
They made it.
No, this year. This is what I'm asking. Who made it this year? It happened last week. It's a news thing. Ian.
Cher.
No.
Sure.
It's close to
share.
Yeah. Close to share?
Shart.
I would have thought someone would have just heard this.
Jen.
Anyone else?
No one knows the answer. What's the answer?
Will.
ABBA, Genesis, and the Hollies made it before.
Sons of bitches.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers.
So many more have made it.
ABBA made it before before KISS.
ABBA's not
if
even
there's
American.
One name that's an abbreviation of something there's else, some, all in capital letters, that I want in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's
and
KISS, and
about
it's not ABBA.
ABBA.
In the
what
hall
are you talking about?
Hey,
settle down. Settle
you know
down. Let's don't
getting?
Get so crazy.
I was passionate about this when I read it.
Dave is leaving. Dave is leaving the thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Okay. Talk me down, man, because I'm a
what
clip
is going
now,
on?
Man. I'm ready.
All right.
Jump.
Well, hey. That was a disaster. Right, happened right there. All right. Let me.
Brad's gonna be really
clip.
Hard to live
yeah.
with.
Right. So ABBA made it before Red Hot Chili Peppers. Are you mad
ABBA?
About that?
And KISS. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
I would rather
well,
have KISS.
That's fine.
Than
who
ABBA.
Are the other two bands?
Genesis and the Hollies.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
All very great bands, correct? Because I mean,
cool.
ABBA
Peter
had their
Gabriel.
Thing.
Peter Gabriel not band. Inducted as part of Genesis.
You can only have you can only have you can have only so many people.
We got a reference. Yeah. Hollies, dude. I just sang a song. You
thank
you.
Well,
so,
now it's time for another Irish question from Ben.
How do you like that, Kenny?
I'm Irish.
How you like me?
I am mostly Guinness
yay,
stuff.
I'm not the only female in here.
I was too ask busy trying to
question.
Wine everything in.
Yeah, you're not the only female
yeah, no,
in here.
No,
your boyfriend's in here, too.
Well, I guess I only have one.
I'm
going to
be a
lesbian.
You're really
going
to smoke in a sweat lodge. That's awesome.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Jesus Christ.
It's my show.
Well, we'll,
and we got in our air.
What? Wait, okay, here's my last question. What, this is all about corned beef because I'm really, really, really interested in eating that corned beef that's still sitting there, sitting on the stove. What I want to do is I want to ask you, what did the immigrants replace with corned beef? So they used to do like a standard meal with cabbage, but they replaced it and now they have corned beef. So what did they replace? Kevin, you haven't spoken to us all night.
Yeah,
grab
this,
that mic and
I will
answer
let you
this
win
question.
This game
you get a million
right.
points
a million.
For this question.
They hit like four.
Potatoes? What are you at? Are you on cocaine?
He's on mescaline.
Potatoes? It's meat. So we're replacing. Okay, so it's not potatoes. I didn't even.
He had his hand up next.
No question. All right,
Ian.
No answer.
I thought they were broke back in the day. They couldn't afford meat. Yeah. Fuck off.
No, they went through the potato famine, remember?
Oh, right. Well,
all right.
Listen,
I'm
really
off.
Yeah, I gotta quit like yelling at people when they're wrong because it's like it doesn't encourage them to want to answer. Okay, so it's not potatoes. They did not replace potatoes with corned beef, but now we eat corned beef. What did they eat before? The original immigrants. What did they eat before as their meal? Ian, you look like you want to answer, and I'm gonna let you.
Boom.
What was the answer?
I want to say I'm gonna say venison.
Venison, not deer meat.
Jen.
No, Jen.
Fish and chips.
Not fish and chips.
Turkey.
Scotty.
Ty was next.
Lamb.
Not lamb.
Scotty.
If you get the animal, if you get the animal, I'll give it to you.
Will.
Oysters.
Not oysters. Not sheep. Not sheep. Jessica.
Chicken.
Last hope.
Pigs?
A pig.
Whoa!
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's bacon, so it's like they. She at least got. She got. Yeah. Yeah. Bring that thing. Play that thing. Play that thing. She definitely gets the point. Everybody, drink a beer. Drink what they have left in their beer. You guys get points. They have. They have. They have 100 points.
Yeah, we don't
have
need to. But I want to
see
I have one more question.
All right.
And it's an easy one.
Would you rather?
For the first
we'll have
time,
a bonus.
For
we'll
the first time in 3 years, a website has surpassed Google in number of hits per day. What website is that? Scotty, raise his hand.
Thumbzilla.
Thumbzilla,
Thumbzilla.
No. Ty.
YouTube?
Oh,
not
no.
YouTube.
Jen.
Bing.com?
No.
A website that you guys will use every day, multiple times a day. Jessica.
Facebook.
Oh, it's
that
Facebook.
Is
oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh. Ring that bell. Jeez, wow.
I win all the way around.
That's amazing. Every single question Jessica's gotten right.
Jessica, you win. You were going to bring up something earlier today about Facebook. Why don't you just talk about it, and then we'll end the show on your discussion points. You win. You everybody
riveting.
Else is a loser
talk
and bad. Jen and Will, though, get points and aren't losers.
No, Will did great.
But
you
all the
coffee.
Originals are losers besides Jen and Will.
Yeah, from Shakers.
I don't know. Shaker's what Ian, coffee. Ian gets nothing. You did nothing for your team, Jessica.
I hate it. Oh, fuck.
Was that an accurate description?
He did
Crusher?
A lot. He did a lot to it, Sammy. He
did a lot to it.
He raised his hand first.
Good phrasing.
Thank you.
Turn that magic ball on.
Anyhow.
Turn it on.
Well, I'll know in post, man, because it's
on
a radio.
On that note, I have one thing to say about Facebook.
Okay. Let's hear it. If you only have one thing to say,
once your grandmother adds you on Facebook, you know it sucks.
Ooh.
You do know something sucks once your grandmother starts doing it, like shitting in your underpants. That sucks.
I was happy both of my grandmothers were my Facebook friends. It made me feel closer to them.
Yeah, after she saw the hiking photos,
I think it's cool.
What she said was,
"Was she looking for my wiener?"
Grandma loves you.
People born in the 1930s are using Facebook. That is awesome. That is an amazing feat. I fucking high five humanity for that, man.
Excuse me?
When my grandmother, who's 78 from fucking buttfuck Minnesota, can get on Facebook and teach your grandson how to YouTube, computers win.
What you got, Scotty? What you got, Scotty?
Scotty, no.
I'm just wondering if some half in the bag old hag thinks that she's going on Facebook to actually get on a social networking site, she's actually thinking about a facelift, and she's just at the wrong site.
Tug it up. Well, Facebook's
that's cheap, right? That's not my grandma.
I want to get my face tucked. I'm going to go to Facebook and figure this shit out.
No, but honestly, though, my grandma has children in Japan and Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
All over the place.
Beat that thing.
But still, do I want my grandma seeing our drunken photos on Facebook?
Yes.
No.
She'll relive her youth. Well, what do you got?
I think it's a lot easier.
Privacy settings. Yes.
A lot easier to use Facebook than to put a stamp on an envelope and send a message, right?
Absolutely.
Facebook
quicker.
Must be filtered.
It's a blues song. I said, Grandma, get on my Facebook. Leave me alone. I need my privacy. Too many goddamn times. Please leave me alone, because I got pictures there. And I won't be kind when I tell you to go.
Beat that drum. Beat those drums. This is this Mum Rat Radio is brought to you by Drunk Beat Improv.
Even though you're my
Drunk Beat Improv.
Send me a check.
It's the same passage. They fail.
Send me a birthday check.
Oh, it's a great abrasion. It's a great abrasion. Everyone's drinking. Everyone's drinking. Everyone's having a good time. Hey, who has beer in their glass still?
I do.
Woo.
You do.
I do.
I'm gonna drop this notebook because it's meaningless. Just put it
there. Everyone got points.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Can I ask?
Get your final thoughts and Scotty. You're next, Ian.
Ian's the bonus. He always has a very creative and insightful. Would you rather?
Oh, I'd love to.
Yeah, let's do a would you rather. I think
everybody be quiet. We're going to let one person talk at a time. Everybody's going to answer this. Okay. Ian, ask.
Penis.
And we'll start with Jessica because
we're
going
to go with Scotty first.
Yeah. One would you ever to everybody.
No,
okay.
No.
You're the king. No, Jessica gets to go first because she won the game.
I don't have one.
She gets to win shit like this because that's why it's a game.
You say would you rather
I'm passionate about it. Yeah, do it, Ian. Do it, Ian. Do it.
Quit yelling.
I'm yelling.
A or B, no C.
I'm a game show fascist. Okay.
Fascist.
So what would you
Would you rather?
You can recycle. You don't have to act on the spot here.
Would you rather?
You've asked me this question 1,000 times.
Would you rather have sex with your mother, with your father in the room, or have sex with your sister, with your mother in your room?
This is terrible.
Fail. With Fail. Your dog,
it's like
looking at your mother.
I like how after you're having, you're like in bed with your sister, you give a shit whether or not your dog's watching. Like, how does that change the entire scenario? That's
but
my
the
question.
The dog's not watching. The dog is watching the mom watching
this?
Your sister.
Yes,
fuck you.
Scotty, please.
Maybe offer that was probably a rhetorical, philosophical quandary. So let's just
no. It's just a fetish.
Can we try this?
No.
Can we actually say a story with you starting, say the, and then you say a word, and then we say a word, and then we build something, and we go around and round and round and round.
I'll totally do it because it couldn't be worse than what we've done already. So who starts? You start it.
I'll start. And you can say up to two words, I think.
Just do it.
The man.
Can you belch?
The man, Kevin.
Sucks.
A lot of
big
digested ugly
penises.
When
it
enters
the conundrum
of my
life.
Period.
Moments.
Beholden upon
Beyonce Knowles.
Had the
nerve to
do
the best
music video
woo! Ever. Play them all, play them all, play them all, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, this was Bumrat Radio at DonnerWall.com. We played the game, guys. We're going to all drink. We're all going to have a good time. I hope you guys won the game. Everybody wins the game on St. Patrick's Day on the Wednesday night. Everybody screams into the microphone. Whoa.
This is Brad Dunlap.
And Ben.
We're signing off. Happy St. Patrick's Day, folks.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone.
St. Drunken Day.
I hope you're not driving right now, but if you are, it's okay because it's Thursday after St. Patrick's
Day. There's not a million cops out.
See you later.